the snake went up and ate the egg, and then he put another one on the other side of a chain link fence, and the snake started to slip through the fence, and he couldn't get through because the egg was in him. Yeah. And then he ate the other egg, and he couldn't get back and forth. Two eggs caught him.
He didn't work himself to death.
Caught him in between the chain link fence. Now, he swears to me that's true. That's one of the funny stories.
Could have been true, but I wouldn't never thought about that. But they sure swallow those eggs.
Yeah. That's how they crush them, too, and they just, squeeze them.
They go out and wrap itself around a sapling, a bush or something, and break them. Just pull himself tight, that egg crushes.
Yeah, that's right. That's interesting. We were talking about things that you would cook with. Would your mother have something maybe that she, what would you cook eggs in maybe, fry eggs in?
She had skillets. She had skillets and bakers. She'd bake biscuit on bakers. And
did she ever have one that was maybe had three legs on it?
Yeah, she had one of those.
What'd you call them?
That's a Dutch oven.
Dutch oven?
Yeah. She had one. She'd cook a lot of stuff at the fireplace and that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rake that fire out there and set that thing down in it, and in a little while it was just cooking up a storm. You had that shovel there. There was always lots of good fire under that. Those sticks was fire burning up there, where the others had done burned up, left red coals, plenty of them down there. And shovel them out there and pile them up, set that thing with those three legs on it,
mm-hmm.
right down in it.
Would you ever make anything with cornmeal on that?
Yeah.
What would you make in that?
They called them hoe cakes, I believe.
Hoe cakes?
Yeah.
Cook them in the ashes?
Yeah. No, it wasn't in the ashes.
Well, you had a top for it?
Yeah, it had a top on it. You could put fire on top of it if you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
If you wanted to bake, that's the best thing to do. Just cover that thing up with that fire.
Yeah.
And then you'd go to town.
Now, Mr.
Baked potatoes that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What sort of potatoes would you bake in there?
Sweet potatoes. We hardly ever baked any iced potatoes at our house.
Those white potatoes? Irish potatoes? Say,
we eat a lot of fried iced potatoes.
Would you mind ever cook cornmeal on a piece of a board or something like that over the fire?
No.
Did you ever use that?
I don't think so.
You know what Johnny cake is?
Yeah.
What's that? How'd you make Johnny cake?
I think you're talking about plain cornbread, ain't you?
Well, I don't know. I've just heard that, Johnny cake.
Yeah. I've heard it too, but I don't know just exactly how that's maneuverated. But I do know that you just take meal and wet it up in hot water and put a little salt in it and bake it.
And
it makes plain cornbread. There ain't no seasoning in it.
And would you ever put any seasoning in cornbread or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. She put eggs and a little lard and milk and the meal.
And what sort of bread would you call that?
I'd get a regular old cornbread.
And
muffins, or bake it in a pan or a skillet.